And it's a very warm welcome to JagZone Live and JagZone World, coming to you direct from a sun-kissed Firhill for this afternoon's SPFL Premiership match between Partick Thistle and Rangers. Yep, the Jags came up short against Hearts last week with a 2-2 draw, victory being denied by a goal 2 minutes from time from Struna, a goal that certainly perhaps has put a dent in Thistle's chances of finishing in the top five. But with St Johnstone's defeat yesterday to Celtic, Thistle know that a victory today could still just keep us in the race, not just for fifth, but for Europe as well, although that would take something quite remarkable for that to happen. However, Thistle need to take points off of Rangers, a team that have yet to concede any points to the Jags this year. And very shortly at 12:15, kickoff this afternoon will be here and underway. My special guest this afternoon is here not because he wants to be, but because Andrew Dallas felt his handball last week was deliberate. Danny Devine joins me. Danny, we saw at the time you were a very angry man. Has that calmed down a little bit now?
Yeah, it has. And until I arrived today and seen the sunshine and the atmosphere around the pitch, but yeah, I was obviously very disappointed at the time, and you know, I've obviously calmed down as the weeks went on. So, but like I say, disappointed to miss out today.
Life's experiences, I suppose. Turning to today's game, and I touched on the fact that we have not taken a point off of Rangers this year. We certainly should have done in the last visit when they came here a calling. The two games at Ibrox, perhaps we haven't played as well as we have done in others, but there's more than enough about this squad to take points today.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I think you look at the point that we got at Parkhead not too long ago. We're obviously capable of going toe-to-toe with the big teams and taking points off them. The boys know we feel like we've underachieved against Rangers this season. You know, for one reason or another, we just haven't seemed to turn up against them. You know, obviously we're a bit unlucky here last time, but the boys we can out the other day in confident mood to you know, hopefully take all 3 points.
Sometimes when you go into games, you don't get out of it what you deserve. Sometimes you do. Last week was a prime example where I think the team played a very good game and deserved something. But Rangers are the one team where we haven't really clicked as yet. I think, yes, in the Firhill game we could have done, but in the two games at Ibrox, we made them perhaps a better team than they actually are.
Yeah, we did. And obviously that's very disappointing for us as players. You know, we feel like we should have done far better in the two games at Ibrox. But you know, the lads know that, they understand that, and they'll be going out the other day, you know, hoping to put that right.
Well, today's team news sees Thistle make one change with, unfortunately, yourself being missing, and in comes to the midfield. I'm glad to say that the skipper Abdul Osman is back after injury. So the Jags line up with Thomas Cherney in goal, a back four of Christy Elliott at right back. Niall Keown and Liam Lindsay make up the centre of defence, and in the left back role will be Callum Booth. The sitting two will be Abdul Osman and player of the year Adam Barton. Ryan Edwards will be at the point of the midfield. Wide on the left will be Stevie Lawless, wide on the right will be Chris Erskine, and up front will be Chris Doolan. And on the bench, goalkeeper Mark Ridgers, Muzzy Dumbaya fit again for a place in the bench, David Amu, Adi Aziz, Neil McLaughlin, Kevin Nisbet and Andy McCarthy. A quick look at the Rangers side this afternoon. It's Wes Fodringham in goal, James Tavernier, Danny Wilson, Joe Gardner, Kenny Miller, Josh Windass, Joe Dodu, Jason Holt, David Bates, Martin Wycorn and Miles Bierman. Jack Alnwick is their sub-goalie. Clint Hill, Barry Mackay, Andy Halliday, Andy Dallas. Now we know why you get sent out. He was a Rangers reserve player that was clearly doing the refereeing. Serge Atakai, that might be a new name for a lot of supporters. Let me tell you, he's played against us in the last development game and he is outstanding young talent. And Jamie Barjonas makes up the rest of the Rangers bench this afternoon. Rangers lost last week very heavily by 5-1. It could have been a whole lot more. Is the key to this game today, Danny, that we have to keep them down, not give them any sniff of any positivity?
Definitely, yeah. Like you say, you know, it's always hard to come back from such a defeat like that, especially to your better rivals. So, you know, the boys know that. The boys will be out to put pressure on Rangers from the get-go, and making sure that we stay tight and compact and don't give them any, you know, any lifts during the game. And the quieter we can keep them throughout the game, you know, obviously the better chance we'll have.
Thistle's midfield, should I say, looks a different midfield with Abdul Osman back in it. He's that kind of cameo influence. This is the kind of game they're he really usually excels, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. I mean, obviously, Abdul being the captain, he brings that experience. You know, he's been around for a while now. He knows his game inside out, and he knows how to go about it. He knows what he's good at. You know, obviously, we've been playing with young Andy McCarthy in there, who I think's done outstanding. But for such a big game like this, it's good to get an old, experienced head back in the team.
Well, we've got a couple of interviews for you to hear. And first up, we're going to chat with the manager, Alan Archibald, we spoke to a couple of hours ago.
Alan, another of those big occasions that come along in front of the TV cameras. Again, I suppose psychologically, it doesn't really make any difference to players' approach once they cross that white line, does it?
No, it shouldn't. It's just another game at the end of the day. What it is, it's a great day for a game. The pitch looks great and the sun's shining. And as you say, the cameras there, and it adds a wee bit of excitement, I think, to the game.
And we've talked before about the importance of trying to compete with the teams at the top. It's the one thing that we haven't done with great consistency all season. But this is as good a chance as any.
Yeah, we'll not get a better chance. We're at home. Our form's good enough. And obviously, Rangers are coming off the back of a really poor result last week. So we know what it's like when a team comes off a bad result. They want to put that right. We've got to try and pick our times. If they come out all guns blazing, if we can pick them off at the right times. And that's the plan today.
Obviously, we've got no Danny Devine with injury. But looking at the team sheet, it's a very familiar look around it.
Yeah, it's good to have our captain back. Abel comes back. Liam Lindsay comes back in the side as well. So we've got good strength and depth. Muzzy made the bench today. He only trained yesterday. So it's good to have him back as well. So no, we look really strong. We'll get good options as well.
As you say, we've got this flexibility, and we talk about it more or less every game, that wherever you start with, there's the option, the ability just to change things about and tweak it.
Yeah, even the starting 11 on the pitch, we can change shapes and change personnel. But regardless of that, today we've got to keep the ball. Key to win the game, we're getting Erskine and Doolin and Stevie Lawless in the ball. We've seen the problems they caused Hearts last week. So we need to make sure we keep the ball, because I thought at Ibrox we had the ball at times and Rangers gave it back a number of times, and our use of the ball was really poor. Possession or retaining possession was also poor, and we need to keep the ball to get the guys in good areas to go and hurt Rangers.
It just shows, I suppose, in a way, what a very strong and decent sized squad that we've got. That for Ibrox it was Addy and David Amu who were doing the bulk of the attacking, and this game you've changed it around to put three different types of players, but very, very effective players.
Yeah, very effective, and they are, but their qualities are going forward. And I said to them yesterday, we spoke about it at length, if we don't keep the ball, they become full-backs, because if Rangers have got a lot of the ball and dominate possession, their full-backs will end up the pitch and our wide men will end up chasing them back. For us to be good today and get them the ball, we need to keep the ball and get Lawless and Erskine narrow in the pitch and get them coming in. They're inverted wingers. We want them on the ball. We don't want them stuck out in that touchline and getting them close to Chris Doolin.
You mentioned in the last game that perhaps we made them look a little bit better than they were. So what do we have to do? Is it simply, as you said, keep the ball a bit more? Or what do we do when they've got the ball to stop them being a threat?
Well, the only positive for that game was the first 20 minutes when we pressed them high. And that'll be the plan today as well. Can we go and press them high and force many mistakes? Will they be a little bit nervy and edgy after their performance last week? And we've got to try and use that. And it is a little bit risky. We'll go for it for the start. We'll have the three guys will be up top as much as we can and get them to try and press Rangers and stop them getting out. Because if you let Rangers play, and they've still got good players, by all the bad press they get, they've still got decent enough players. And if you let any players play, they'll go and hurt us.
And of course, there's still the possibility of fifth in this league. And whilst that remains, we look to that as our number one target. And
yeah, definitely. If we can go and get the win today, it puts Hearts under a little bit of pressure possibly as well. They've got a tough game as well against Aberdeen. So, no, that's the aim. Can we go and get as many points as we can and finish the league as strong as we can?
Let's wish you well for today.
Thank you.
Yep, that was manager Alan Archibald joining me a couple of hours ago in the build-up to today's game. We're fairly set, fair, Danny, in our formation. It's what we played most of the season. But I've never, I think, in all my years of watching football, known such emphasis on formations and four or five. Usually it's four, a 4-3-3 or a 4-2-1-3 or a whatever. But between four and five, it's very, very interesting how complex that as an issue has become.
Yeah, it is. Obviously, we've adapted them both really well this season, I feel. You know, obviously, the second half of the season, we've played five, if you like, at the back. You know, and we've taken to it quite well, but you know, it's one of these things that if you have that in your locker, it can cause teams problems, you know, and you're able to adapt and change during the game, and it's always good to have.
Absolutely. It looks like four today, again with the three of you that are mainly playing, there's only one left-footer amongst it. It means you had to switch to the left centre-back. How much of an issue does that cause being a right-footer?
I've played a full season there before, funny enough, so I'm actually quite used to it, but it's just little things, you know. If you're under pressure and sometimes you're trying to look for that pass or clear the ball, you know, obviously you would rather be on your stronger foot. But you know, that just gives you motivation to go work on your weaker side and, you know, improve that part of your game. So that's always an option if, you know, if need to be, you can play either side.
Absolutely. Look at the Rangers side then. That's a team that, as we talked about earlier on, that may very well be in a bit of a downer. They've still got a lot of youth, and I know the boy Bates played pretty well against us, as did Bierman in the game at Ibrox, but I think we allowed them to play well, because in the first 10-15 minutes they both looked as though they were going to have a troublesome afternoon, and it became easier for them. And I think number one priority today is to make sure their defence have to work exceptionally hard to stop us from playing.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, going back to those games at Ibrox, I don't think we worked their defence and their goalkeeper anywhere near hard enough. You know, we didn't put enough balls in the box, have enough efforts on goal, and as young lads coming into the team, you know, in big games where they're demanded, you know, performances from obviously a big club like Rangers, you know, we need to go out there and put them under pressure from the get-go.
Waghorn, Dodu, Miller, Gardner, does that mean that their emphasis is going to be a lot more on attack this afternoon?
Yeah, I think so. I think obviously from the game last week, you know, like I say, they'll be hurting and they'll be coming here ready to, you know, put that right and hopefully put on a good performance, a good goal scoring performance for their travelling fans. So it's up to us to deal with that, and I feel we're more than capable of doing that.
Let's get back to our lineup then, and first up, Adam Barton, named Player of the Year at the awards ceremony last Sunday, which was an absolutely marvellous occasion for the club as a whole. But it was a tough, tough choice for the voters this year, because picking six nominations, I think, was hard enough. But credit to Adam, he's been a terrific signing.
Yeah, he has been. I've obviously known Adam for a while now. I played down south with him. You know, and he's that relaxed character on and off the pitch. And I think that shows in his play. You know, he's never rushed on the ball. And since he's come in, obviously, you know, he's been a big influence, both in midfield and defence. You know, but like you say, the pick a winner was really tough, and obviously any of the other lads could have easily won it, but it's well deserved from Big Adam.
Well, one of the defenders playing today is Niall Keown, and I caught up with Niall during the week to get his thoughts on the preview to this particular match.
Niall, it's important that we try and finish the season with a victory, or at least some points against Rangers and Aberdeen. It's the only things we've got left to achieve.
Yeah, definitely. These are great challenges for us now, and challenges that we know we've got to go and enjoy, and we will do so. Another tough game coming up against Rangers, and we want to put the result right that we had at the Ibrox.
We didn't play well on that day. A lot of that may have been down to simply the effects of the week before when we qualified for the top six. Heavens knows what we're going to get from them, but I think we know what we'll get from us.
Yeah, well, I think going back to that day was maybe a little bit of a case of the previous 6 weeks had maybe taken so much out of us, and, you know, we then didn't perform the way we wanted to on the day. But we know this time we're going to be ready, and hopefully we can put that right and have a more positive result.
Absolutely. A bit of injustice in the world after last week's game against Hearts, with Danny sending off. It looked awfully harsh even at the time, but on the telly. So if we are due a little break and that kind of thing, but it has had a material effect in that Danny misses the game.
Yeah, well, we know we're not necessarily going to get any decisions going our way, and we can't hang around and sulk about that. So it's a fresh game again now, so we've got to go out and put things right and try and pick up as many points as we can from the remaining games.
It's still been a great second half of the season defensively, and I mean, no matter, we lost a couple of goals last week and a couple of goals to Rangers, but by and large we still look a very solid unit.
Yeah, I think we've improved massively as time's gone on, and I think last week was probably a bit unfair. We maybe could have been 2-0 up and out of sight, and maybe then we could have gone on to keep a clean sheet, and it could have been a different story with 11 men on the pitch. But we'll definitely be ready for this game. We know we've got to be solid again and improve on what we didn't do so well against Rangers last time, and try and have more of a threat going forward as well.
It was a bit, when we played Rangers last time, a bit of the unknown, because it was a new manager, there was a few new loan players in. We've got a bit more of an understanding of what they do now, and that must also just help us a little bit in the up up in the thinking quarter.
Yeah, I think so. And now that we've played them and looking back at the tape, we know probably what we could have done better, and we know where the areas that they've managed to hurt us and the areas that they managed to overload us. So we'll look at that again on the tapes, and we have done. We'll make sure that we'll put those things right.
And we're at home. Pitch looks absolutely amazing. The weather's been playing ball, and I wonder if the weather might be an influential factor, and that might slow them down a bit, and the fact they perhaps don't have the same feeling and the same desire that we have.
Yeah, it might maybe, but the pitch looks great. We've had a few weeks away from there now, so there's been a lot of time to get the pitch ready. It looks fantastic, and we're very much looking forward to the occasion.
Absolutely, and of course, as we've said, it would be nice to right the two wrongs of Rangers and Aberdeen, but at the same time, fifth would be fabulous.
It would be, and we've got to put last week behind us now and focus on the 3 points in this game and try and pick up as many points as we can to close that gap on Hearts.
And I've got to ask, finally, is there any plans on next season yet, or is that a conversation for a few weeks down the line?
That conversation is going to be had and sorted hopefully towards the end of the season, and we're just focusing now on these tough games that we've got coming up and deal with the other side of it come the end of the season.
Giving nothing away. Niall, all the best for today, the game.
Cheers.
Yep, that was Niall Keown. We caught up with just as a build up to this game. Danny is, I think it's no trade secret that defensively is the one area of the side looking towards next season that could be disrupted with transfer moves. Obviously Liam's going to be the centre of a bit of attention from down south if rumours are correct. Niall's due to return to Reading. Are you having a quiet word in his ear saying, I was going to say big man, but you'd probably have to call him wee man, but come on wee man, are you going to commit your future to Partick Thistle because of how much he's enjoyed it this year?
I think Niall understands. Obviously he's come here and he's got a lot of game time, you know. Down at Reading I don't think he's played that much, but you know, as a footballer he's come here, he's done really well. He'll fancy his chances going back down, and you know, if that's what he wants, you know, to go down there and try it down south, and you know where his family and that is, then so be it. But we'll obviously be talking, and you know, obviously I'll be trying to do everything I can to keep him here, because you know, he's been brilliant since he's come to the side.
You must have heard when you were at Inverness before you made the move to this, you must have heard people talk, and there's obviously a grapevine, a football grapevine, that says yes, no, great here, not so good there. But all I'm hearing now from Thistle, and especially as this year has gone on with so much happening off the pitch, that there's very few no's with Partick Thistle now. It's yes, ticking a lot of boxes.
Yeah, obviously, you know, when I was at Inverness, I was still a young lad, you know, I was still a young player for a centre back, so I was always constantly learning. You know, it was a great experience for me up there. You know, when I come here, obviously, you know, I'll be the first to admit it took me a while to get settled in, you know, a new style of play, getting to know the players and stuff like that. But I feel as if, you know, the turn of the year, you know, I've really stepped up in game and you know, showed what I'm about. You know, hopefully I can just keep improving and keep building on that.
It's, as I say, and with all that speculation about it, it's perhaps the unknown with most areas of the pitch sorted. There's maybe a bit of an unknown for what you will or who you will be playing alongside next year. As I say, who knows what's going to happen with Liam, who knows what's going to happen with Niall. It may have to be new combinations of central defensive pairings next year.
Yes, it may be. You know, but whoever it is, whether it's still Liam or Niall or someone else, you know, I'll do my best to try and help them guys settle in. Obviously, you know, I'll have been here a year of you know, of playing here a year, so whoever the new guys are, it's up to me and it's up to, you know, the other lads to make them feel welcome and try and get them settled in as quickly as possible. And you know, with the change room we've got here, I've no doubt that'll happen.
Let's finally turn our attention then to today, and we talked about the three, Edwards, Lawless and Erskine. Is the key to today's game making sure they're attacking players rather than defending players?
Definitely. I think obviously, you know, you've watched them all year, and the ability they have to, you know, open up defences and create stuff for us is, you know, it's up there with the best in the league. And I think if you can get them three on their game today, going at Rangers instead of going backwards, like you say, I think they'll cause their defence a lot of problems. So, you know, hopefully that happens.
Well, let's hope so. Danny, I'll let you disappear just now. Enjoy the afternoon, and next week when we play St Johnstone at Perth, make sure you're out in the big green bit and not joining us up in the commentary box.
Cheers, thank
Danny
you.
Danny Devine, a big thank you to you for joining us. Raymond will be with us in just a second.